Hello, my name is Elle, and I'm a hot wife, a vixen, a naughty girl. It sounds funny and kind of weird to say it like that, but here on Reddit, those are the terms that are used. And that's exactly the kind of kink that my husband and I are into. Now, my husband and I, we have fantastic, amazing, fucking fabulous sex. But we like to mix it up. And he gets so turned on by seeing me with another man. Whether it's through pictures or videos, live in person, or even just closing his eyes, laying in bed while I recount the naughty details. So I thought maybe I would share some of those details with you. Would you like to listen? Would you like to get comfortable before I tell you a confession of a hot wife? Would you like to lay down, put a pillow behind your head, and relax a little bit? You might even want to get extra comfortable. Maybe remove a few layers, if you know what I mean. And I'd love to share the details of one adventure, a very specific adventure, an encounter that when I'm looking to get into the mood for maybe some self-pleasuring, some masturbation, I go to this encounter very often. You see, I had met this person online and met a couple times for just some very quick kind of get-to-know-you encounters. So this was probably the third time that I was meeting with this gentleman, and I felt very comfortable going on this encounter. However, even chatting, the two or three days we chatted, and then I think it was two times we met in person, he still, on this third time, was still just a stranger. I didn't know his name. We had a nickname for each other. And we really knew no personal details, except that he was cheating. That's right. He was a married man in a dead bedroom. And he knew that I was a hot wife that liked to take pictures and send them to her husband, or simply share all the nitty-gritty dirty details with my husband afterwards. And he was game to play. And that was about it. I think he shared his profession, kind of what he does during the daytime. And I shared what I do. But other than that, that was it. So we exchanged the address, the location for this encounter. And we decided that it would be a public park, but on the outskirts of the city that we lived in. And so we both pulled up in our respectful vehicles. I was in an SUV and he was in a truck, a very large truck. And he got out of his truck and he was wearing a very nice pair of blue jeans with a semi-casual pair of shoes. And as my eyes wandered up, I noticed he was wearing a short sleeve button-up shirt that was kind of colorful because it was in the middle of the summer. It was a lightweight material on the shirt, and his hair was freshly cut, and it looked really good, styled. And he was wearing sunglasses. Me, on the other hand, I was wearing a little red blouse with a long black peasant skirt. So just imagine a skirt that's very lightweight and cotton material that flows down to my ankles. But it was a thin cotton with a sheer, so two layers. And there was some trim along the bottom of the skirt and a line of the same trim kind of around the length by my knees. And then another line of that same trim kind of went around the bottom of my ass cheeks all the way around the skirt. And it had an elastic waistband. So very comfortable and yet very accessible. And I had a black thong on underneath with a black bra. And I too had on a pair of sunglasses. And my hair was just down, so resting on my shoulders. Shoulder length hair. So if you can visualize these two people meeting at the front end of their vehicles in a parking lot just off of this large public park filled with many walking paths. And if you can imagine the smiles on our faces, seeing each other again and being so excited to be there together in that moment, that our smiles just radiated. And we approached each other and said hellos, and then we held hands and just started walking. We crossed a big field, big open field, and we came to the edge of a forest. Now, we could have taken a path along the outskirts of that forest, but we decided to travel the path less traveled, if you want to put it that way. It was where it wasn't a gravel path, but where you could tell lots of people had trampled down the grass, and it went into a different part of the forest, not the marked pathways. There was also a course for frisbee golf. That's it. And so there were people randomly throughout this park throwing frisbees at these cages, trying to score points, that were also kind of scattered amongst all the walking paths. And so the park was pretty busy. So as we went on this grass path, kind of into the forest, where there's lots of tall trees and lots of shrubbery and bushes, so we felt like it was quite private. As we walked, there were times when he led and I would pinch his ass or run my hand along his waistline. There was a lot of touching and teasing and flirting. So if you could imagine when I ran or walked quickly in front of him, his hands quickly followed and touched my ass and traced my hips and pulled me in closer to him. And we would stop and we'd kiss and flirt a little more, smiling and almost giggling together. Very youthful is one way to put it. Until we came to a clump of trees where there was quite a large tree that had, I think it was a poplar tree. It had really bumpy bark on the tree. And at one point, he pushed me up against the tree. and leaned his whole body in, his weight pushing me hard against that bumpy bark. I could feel it on my back of my shoulders, and I could feel it on the back of my head. I could feel it on my tailbone as my back and ass got pressed up hard against this tree, and he came in with such passion for deep, deep kisses. My hands roamed, his hands roamed. My hands specifically went to his ass, and I pulled him in closer and even more firmly against my body. And his hands roamed under my blouse to explore my bra and fondle my breasts. His other hand grabbed at my skirt, tugging and teasing, lifting it and then letting it fall, lifting it higher so that his fingertips could touch just my knees, and then letting the skirt fall again. It was hot. It was pleasurable. And then my teasing had me break free of him and continue on that grassy path, which eventually led to a more established path. And just imagine, it's more well-traveled. And through the breaks in the trees, we could see the people playing that game, that frisbee golf. And so we would just walk like a couple going for a walk. We held hands. He put his arm around me. To the general public eye, we just looked like a couple going for a stroll. But every now and then, when the coast was clear, his hands would wander yet again, tugging, pulling my skirt up a little higher. And I would tease him and walk away from him. And he would spin me around and pull me in for a kiss. And this went on for what felt like 15, 20 minutes. We just strolled together, playing, teasing, laughing, and smiling at each other. When suddenly he pulled me in close to him, but my back was against his front. So he's standing behind me. And he held me there in place as I felt his right hand go up my right calf and up my right thigh, the back of my thigh, up his fingertips following my cool skin. Imagine it's a hot summer day, the kind of hot where you're sweaty and the wind makes your skin cool. And those fingertips find my ass cheek, and he grabs, and he holds firmly. He takes a good hold of my ass cheek. And then he has to quickly put my skirt down, because another group of people are coming through with the frisbee golf. We giggle and wait for them to pass. And then he continues to pull the skirt up, right up to my waist. Anyone walking by at that moment could see my bare ass with just the thong and his hands roaming, exploring, caressing me. Then his fingertips got a little more adventurous and pulled the thong to the side. His fingers pressing and exploring my ass crack. And down deep underneath where the warmth obviously radiated, drawing his fingers in deeper to find my wetness. I spread my legs a little, giving him better access. And I just took in a deep breath. I sighed. I let my hands fall to both sides. And I just relaxed and I gave in to him. So his fingers explored further. His fingers found my wetness, and his middle finger took a plunge into my pussy And he began to finger me in that moment. Just slow, delicate finger motions in and out, in and out. I could feel his breath on the back of my neck as he kissed my shoulders and the back of my neck so gently. His left hand reaching around and holding me close to his body, but firmly by grabbing hold of my breasts. His arms felt so strong, holding me in place, holding me up as my knees began to get weak. I'm stumbling over my words, getting a little flushed and aroused at remembering these details. I stood there and let him finger me until another group of people came along the path and we had to quickly put my skirt down. I gathered myself together, fixed my blouse a bit, fixed my hair, gained my composure once again as he put his arm around me and we continued to stroll down the path. We walked what seemed like for a few minutes when I turned around and decided that I'd kiss him firmly and passionately as my hands slid down his arms and found his waistline to his belt. I let my right hand graze down and feel his hardness. Oh, it was evident. It was very clear that he was very aroused by our little walk in the park. So I undid the belt buckle. I undid the top button of his jeans and unzipped so that my hands could reach in and under and pull out his hard cock. I liked looking up at him, seeing his eyes dart back and forth, looking all over, down the paths, behind us, in front of us, making sure that no one was coming, as I released his cock from the confines of his blue jeans. I slid my way down, crouching, doing a bit of a squat in front of him, his legs between mine and his cock firmly in my hand. I began to stroke him and lick the tip. Licked it with the tip of my tongue, and I'm sure that the hot wetness of my tongue felt wonderful with the breeze that had been kissing our skin for the last 15, 20 minutes. Remember I said the sun was making us sweat a little? Well, his temperature rose when I took his cock in my mouth and began to suck just slowly and gently with a few strokes. And then I stood up. I had him put it away. We had to gather ourselves once again and continue on the path. Oh, that's right. That both of us were edging from all the playing and the teasing and the flirting. It was just delicious. I felt like my breasts were going to burst out of my bra, and I could tell that he was a little bit uncomfortable in the confines of his blue jeans. But it was fun. It was so much fun walking down the path, wondering where we would stop next. When suddenly he did that move, that exact same move where he pulled me in with my back towards him, not letting me see him. I'm looking around. My eyes are darting. I'm looking for if the public was going to come or not. Was someone going to come around the corner? Was one of those frisbee golf people going to see us? And as I'm busy looking around, I can feel him. He's sliding down. He's now squatting behind me. He's pulling my skirt up. He's pushing the thong to the side, and I feel his tongue. His tongue is licking my ass. He's kissing and licking and exploring my crack with that warm, oh, that sexy tongue of his. His hands are grabbing both ass cheeks, parting my ass cheeks just slightly. I tilt my hips just a little so that my ass cheeks turn upwards, revealing to him my pussy's warmth and wetness again. and his tongue begins to lick and dart in and out, in and out. Oh, it felt amazing. I let my whole body relax. Again, I spread my legs apart just a little. Okay, I spread them apart quite a bit. I wanted his mouth to engulf my pussy. I wanted it to surround my pussy's lips. And I wanted plenty of room for his tongue to taste and to tease. Oh, it might have been maybe a minute, but it felt like forever that his tongue was fucking my pussy, darting in and out, and then his fingers joined in to explore my folds down below. One finger went inside. The memory of it is just delightful. And then we got interrupted again. So we had to stand up and put our clothes on, fix ourselves up, put his arm around me, and continue on our stroll. Oh, the tension, the excitement, the wondering. How much further could we get away with? How much more could we do? How much playing could we get away with without someone seeing us? It excited us. It made our whole bodies excited. It was fantastic. We decided that we wouldn't push our luck any further. So as we held hands and walked back towards the parking lot, we laughed. Almost giggled, we smiled, we kissed a little more, and we made our way back to our vehicles. I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait for that goodbye kiss. You know, the one where we lean up against his truck, my back pressed firmly against his truck. My right knee kind of went up a little so that my foot could rest against the tire of his truck. Just like in the movies, he leaned in and kissed me one more time, firmly, passionately, perfectly. And then we went on our separate ways.